Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good weekend. It is the 25th of September, 2017. We got all the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Okay, Android users out there, what is the most annoying thing about your phone? Let me guess, trying to update it and there's nothing there. That's because either your carrier doesn't have an update ready for you, or the device that you're using just isn't ready for that update. Well, apparently that's going to change for at least some Android handsets. And no, we're not just talking about the new ones. Well, Google has announced that that button that's in your settings, it says check for update, it might actually work now. And believe it or not, your only requirement is you need to be running the latest version of Google Play services. According to Google engineer Elliot Hughes, if you're running the latest Google Play services, you shouldn't need to sideload an OTA or flash a system image to get your update going. Now, once again, and caution, this is not going to work for every Android device. So if you're like running Android 2.1, you want to go, oh, I want to go to Oreo, that's not going to happen. And there are quite a few Android devices out there are kind of on the, shall we say, black market. Those may not qualify for an upgrade either. Nonetheless, it never hurts to go in and press the button and see what happens. Just don't brick your phone. Was 24 hours just not enough time in the U.S. to watch your iTunes rentals? Well, fear no more. That's because iTunes in the U.S. finally has joined the rest of the world. Yes, now you can enjoy your rented movies for 48 hours. Everything else is pretty much the same. Once you've rented the movie, you got 30 days to start watching it right after you rent it. But once you start watching it, you got 48 hours now to finish it. And of course, you can watch the movie as much as you like while it's in that rental period of 48 hours. And just like before, once the movies that you rent disappear from your library, that means yeah, you'll have to rent them again. Hey, at least it's one extra day without charging us more. Thanks, Apple. Twitter, as you might remember, at least a few months ago, said they were going to be testing a Twitter Lite Android app. Then nothing much was said of it. Then all of a sudden, over the weekend, voila, there's Twitter Lite popping up, yes, right here in the Philippines. Those of you who don't know, yes, this show is actually recorded in the Philippines. Anyways, they have introduced that new version of their mobile site called Twitter Lite, and it's designed to be used in parts of the world with limited connectivity. Unfortunately, yes, that's right here in the Philippines. That may be the reason why Twitter chose this market, because the app will use less data. And according to the company, the internet of the Philippines represents a good place to test such a product because of our slow internet here in the Philippines and expensive data plans. And yeah, they're not too far off, unfortunately. You've either got crappy slow internet here, or you've got really fast internet that you needed to get a second mortgage on your house to afford every month. The app itself is also great if you're low on storage, too. It clocks in under 3 megabytes. Yes, quite small. And amazingly enough, retains all of its familiar features. No word yet when the app's going to be popping up in the rest of the world, but I'm sure it won't be much longer. And finally, hey, Sydney, yes, down in Australia. How's your Monday starting out, especially if you're getting on an airplane? Not too good? That's what I thought. Yes, it seems a power outage, at least that's one scenario, or possibly a software crash. We don't really know. We're hearing two different stories. Grounded a whole bunch of flights in Sydney earlier today, so much so that air traffic controllers had to revert to manual operations. Oops. In fact, operations were pretty much completely shut down at Kingsford Smith Airport from 6 in the morning to about 10 a.m. That's Australian time, by the way. And according to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, it was blamed on a software issue. And then again, later on, The Guardian came out and said, no, it was a power outage. Regardless of what it was, you had a lot of people that were ticked off this Monday morning. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the British Tech Network. Yes, if you love what we're doing, you can easily do that. PayPal.me/British Tech. Check out our website, too, British Tech Network, for our podcast, the blog, review section there, too. Our social media destinations, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, at British Tech on Twitter. I'm also at Kyle Swagger on Twitter. And, of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and be a part of it. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a glorious Monday. I wanted to say it quietly because it's Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.